episode 64 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. This is your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, here to guide you through understanding the Snowflake object hierarchy, a pivotal topic for anyone looking to master Snowflake and excel in the SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam. Today, we're diving deep into the structure and organization of Snowflake's objects, providing you with an in-depth understanding that will not only help in exam preparation, but also in effectively managing and utilizing Snowflake for your data solutions. Firstly, let's define what we mean by Snowflake object hierarchy. In essence, this hierarchy is a layered structure that defines how different objects within Snowflake are organized and relate to each other. Understanding this hierarchy is critical because it affects how you manage data, security, and access within the platform. At the very top of the hierarchy are organizations introduced as a way to manage multiple accounts that might be part of a larger enterprise. This enables higher level oversight and governance across several Snowflake accounts, which can be especially beneficial for businesses with complex structures. Next, we encounter accounts, the primary containers within Snowflake that hold all other objects. Each account is associated with specific cloud infrastructure and billing details. It's where you'll set up your users, manage your credits, and configure global settings that affect your Snowflake environment. Within an account, we find warehouses, databases, and schemas. Warehouses are computational resources provisioned by Snowflake to execute SQL queries. They are isolated workloads, meaning one warehouse's processing does not impact another. This is crucial for managing computing resources efficiently and ensuring that heavy analytics workloads do not impede the performance of smaller day-to-day queries. Databases, on the other hand, are collections of schemas, tables, views, and other objects where your data is stored. Understanding how to structure your databases and schemas is vital for optimizing data storage and access in Snowflake. Notably, the elasticity and scalability of Snowflake allow databases to grow dynamically as your data needs expand. Schemas are like containers within databases that group together tables, views, and other objects. This allows for logical organization of your data, making it easier to manage and access. Furthermore, schemas play a key role in data security as access permissions can be set at the schema level, thus controlling who can see or manipulate the data contained within. Lastly, at the base of the hierarchy, we find tables, views, and other objects like stored procedures and sequences. Tables are where your actual data rows reside. Snowflake supports both structured and semi-structured data types, making it a powerful tool for diverse data analytics scenarios. Views are virtual tables that represent the results of a stored query. They can be used to simplify access to complex data combinations or to provide a layer of abstraction and security over your actual data. As we navigate through the hierarchy, it's essential to understand the role of roles and access control. Snowflake uses a role-based access control system to manage what users can do within the platform. Roles can be assigned to users, allowing them to operate within the permissions granted by those roles. This is a powerful feature for enforcing data governance and security policies. Moreover, Snowflake's unique architecture and object hierarchy facilitate features like data sharing, cloning, and time travel. Data sharing allows accounts to share data sets with each other without duplicating data, saving on storage costs, and simplifying data governance. Cloning enables users to create instant, undetectable copies of databases, schemas, or tables for testing or other purposes without affecting the original data. Lastly, time travel permits querying historical data within a configurable time frame, offering fascinating insights into data changes over time. Understanding Snowflake object hierarchy is vital for anyone aiming to excel in the SnowPro Advanced Architect certification and leverage Snowflake's full potential. As you prepare for the exam, ensure you are familiar with these concepts as they form the backbone of effective data management and security within Snowflake. Thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for more in-depth discussions on Snowflake and other data management topics here at the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Remember, mastery of Snowflake begins with a solid understanding of its core components and architecture. Good luck with your certification, and until next time, this is Yaqub Abdul Hakim signing off.